Hi, this is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Faith Radio Mornings.
To learn more about our show or how you can help support us, log on to faithradionet.com. Good morning. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings. I'm PK, and of course, Ted here with me, too. And we want to introduce you, no stranger, to the airwaves here that we've had at Faith Radio. But Shelley Breen, who is a third of Point of Grace, of course, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing really, really well. We're coming your way pretty soon, so we're excited.
That's right. Yeah, the Girls of Grace event is taking place in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. That's at Grace Church, September 22nd, coming right up. And how long have you been involved with this event?
You know, actually, it's funny that you ask. This event in Minneapolis, in the Twin Cities, that's coming up, will be our 10-year anniversary for Girls of Grace. I can't believe how fast 10 years has gone. So. We've been doing it a while, so we're excited to celebrate that while we're there as well, and glad to do that, in the great state of Minnesota.
A great anniversary to celebrate there. That's going to be great.
Yes, definitely. And you can get us a gift if you want to.
Okay, we'll make a note.
Maybe like a Mall of America gift card. I don't know, something like
that. Sure, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's someplace you've never been before, so that would be really fun.
Never, yeah.
Well, congratulations on the 10 years. And for those that are listening that have never been a part of Girls of Grace, they've never gone, or their daughters or granddaughters have never gone, why don't you give them kind of a snapshot of what it's part of so that they could be a part of it?
Yes, definitely. If you are listening and you have a teenage girl in your life that, you know, you have influence over, please, please, please tell them about this event that we are bringing to Eden Prairie. It's basically a one-day event for girls, and, we don't really advertise it to be a mother-daughter event, but I will say that a lot of moms come and get a lot out of it, and we get just as many positive comments, from the moms that attend as we do from the girls. But anyway, that's just a little aside about the event itself. It's a one-day event. Four teenage girls completely geared in subject matter and in music to what they are facing on a daily basis. And, you know, it's really hard to be a teenage girl in the day and age that we live in. Mm-hmm. And they're getting so many messages, that say, you need to look a certain way and dress a certain way and act a certain way in order to feel truly accepted, or in order to feel complete or loved or at peace with yourself. They're getting these messages that they have to sort of measure up to what society is telling them to be in. So we're just trying with the Girls of Grace one-day event to have speakers and singers that are just really coming alongside of the parent or the youth minister and saying what the world is telling you is not true, that it's only through a relationship with Christ and finding your identity, your true identity in Him, that you're ever really going to feel at peace with yourself, that you're really going to feel truly accepted, truly beautiful, truly loved. And this year our theme is the beautiful truth, and the theme is woven throughout the day and all the different speakers' messages, and as well as the singers that we have and the artists. And I think that it's really cool that at the end of the day, all the girls, we give them a little special necklace, and they get to write down what they feel like the main beautiful truth that God showed them that day is about themselves. And girls are going away with some really neat stories, and it's been so rewarding so far, just with this new theme and the new lineup, to see what God's doing. But I think that I wish so bad that there would have been a Girls of Grace conference to kind of build me up, and help me to make better decisions in my own life when I was in junior high and high school, because those were hard years, and they're only harder now. And so it's an invaluable event. We're only coming, through Minneapolis probably one time in the next, say, probably year and a half. So try to come. If you've got a teenage girl, try to get them there.
And we have links up at faithradionet.com if somebody would like to get tickets to this event. It's September 22nd, Grace Church of Eden Prairie in Minnesota in Twin Cities area. Just go to faithradionet.com. We'll have it linked up there. And one of the things I want to tell you, Shelley Breen, by the way, our guest, you're joining us from Point of Grace, and this is an event that your music group started. My daughter's actually going for the first time. She's in sixth grade, and she'll be there at this event. And I'm excited.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really excited that my wife is going to go with her. One of the things I have to say, though, is that sixth grade is the low end of the age group this is intended for. Is she going to be exposed to some things that maybe she shouldn't be exposed to? You know what I mean? I mean, you talk real about...
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And because parents share certain things at different times with their kids. Some kids are ready to have, you know, the sex talk when they're in the fifth grade. And some kids aren't ready till the sixth grade. You know, it depends. Yeah. And so in years past, I will say that we have had some subject matter that maybe was a little old for sixth graders, but not this year in particular. We actually tried, because we have so many sixth graders that wanted to come, we definitely have kept all, there's nothing there that you as a parent need to be worried about or something, you know, concerned that we're going to expose her to something that, you know, you haven't already or anything like right. that. We've definitely got, there is a talk, I mean, she's obviously, you know, below the dating age right now, but she needs to, you know, that's going to be coming before you know it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
There is a great talk by a guy named Chris Wheeler. He does a wonderful talk on just waiting for that right person to come into your life and not being so caught up in, I've got to have a boyfriend or I've got to have a guy like me or whatever. And, you know, so we do touch on that stuff. And I think that's good for them to hear because I think that starts so much younger now that, mm-hmm. you know, oh, if you don't have a boy that likes you or a boy that asks you to, you know, go with him or a boy that asks you to, you know, hang out with them or whatever the term is now. You know, I think that a lot of girls feel like they're less than, and that's just so not true. And it's not even the norm. And so we're trying to encourage the girls to wait for God's best. And that might be when they're in college or, I mean, you know, I've got single friends that are 42 and 43 years old that are still waiting for God's best. And so trying to just put that into perspective for them at a young age, I think, is important.
That's so great. And for parents to be aware, too, like you're saying, you know, don't keep your head in the sand. This is on the radar sooner than you think. So we appreciate
it
that.
It really is. It really is. And a few other topics that we're going to cover, and it's all on our website at girlsofgrace.com, or they can link up there, you know, from you guys' website. But a couple other subjects that I think parents will find helpful for their daughters. We do a fashion show, and we have fun with it. We call it our classy, not trashy fashion show, and we bring in a stylist, and she just kind of helps the girls to go, you can dress cute and inexpensively and still dress like a Christian young woman and dress modestly but still be hip and in style, you know? And I think that so many girls that they're going to school with are pushing the envelope in that area, and their parents are letting them walk out the door and things that, you know, they really don't want to, but they don't want to have the fight or the battle. And it really begins in the heart of the girl, you know? And so we try to talk to them about what they wear. They're telling a story with what they wear, and what story are they wanting to get across. And so we kind of try to delve into things that are going to make them hopefully think for themselves and make better decisions rather than just going, oh, I hate this rule because my mom and dad said it. You know, what's in their heart that's causing them to make some of the choices that they're making? So,
Shelley, we see Trudy Kathy White is on the lineup, and of course she's part of the Kathy family of Chick-fil-A. What does she bring to Girls of Grace?
Well, that's a really good question, PK, because that is going to be the first time that we are going to hear her. And so hang on one second. Let me just double check this. Is Trudy Kathy White, is she going to be in Minneapolis? Okay, yeah. I wanted to make sure because I knew she's coming to Dallas, too.
Yeah.
I'm asking my secretary, i.e. my husband, is sitting next. But she heads up a camp called the Wind Shape Camps for Chick-fil-A, a Christian camp. And so she deals with young people a lot. And I've heard other people that have heard her speak to young people and say that, you know, she's so good and just really relates to them. And so I'm excited to hear what she has to say, but I can't honestly say that I've heard her yet. That's one of our new speakers. So
that's exciting to have mm-hmm. brand new speakers.
I hope that she brings some nuggets, though.
Now everybody wants to have that. So.
yeah, for sure.
Well, and it's fun to see the growth over 10 years, too, starting off with basically just you guys. It was Point of Grace. Uh-huh. And now I'm looking at this whole host of people that you have joining you, and it's really expanded into a wonderful mix of, well, guys, too, coming in and talking to the girls, like you're saying. This is incredible how it's grown. That's a blessing.
Yeah, it really is, and we're grateful that we're still able to be a part of it after so many years. It was a dream in our heart a long time ago to start Girls of Grace, just to have more of an outreach to the girls that were listening to our music. And now as we've gotten older, I just want to mention, you know, we still do, obviously, we host the entire day and do a little mini set for the girls of our music and share from our hearts. But we also, as we've gotten older, I think relate more to the moms. We're a little bit closer to the age of a lot of the moms that attend. So we also do a breakout session with the moms and have some great information, I think, to share with them. And that's been a highlight, really, for us. We weren't sure. We've never done breakout sessions and split the moms up from the girls, but one of our favorite things to do is to speak and sing at women's conferences, and we're that age. And so, and kind of going through a lot of the same seasons of life that the moms are in raising daughters, you know. And so that's been a really neat thing for us to be a part of, too. And the moms have really, really enjoyed that there's something special just for them, or, you know, the youth minister's wife or whoever it is that's bringing the girls. So.
Talking with Shelley Breen here this morning on Faith Radio Mornings. She is one third of the group Point of Grace, a very successful, well-known Christian music group, and is part of the Girls of Grace event that's coming to the Twin Cities area here in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, September 22nd. Information is available on our website, faithradionet.com, under Faith Radio Mornings.
So, Shelley, what's ahead for Point of Grace? I'm thinking it's time for another album.
Well, actually, we just put out a record in May, and so we're looking at possibly doing a hymns record or something, but our newest record is called A Thousand Little Things, and we loved working on that. We worked on it with Ian Eskelin, who produced, you know, Francesca Battistelli and so many of the great artists, you know, that are doing so well today, and so we've loved that record, and we'll be sharing a lot of the new songs off of that when we are in Eden Prairie.
Good. When's another Christmas album? Do you have something lined up for another Christmas album?
We don't have a Christmas album in the works right now. Lee, I don't know if you knew this, DK, but Lee is actually pregnant. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, wow. That's
awesome.
She's pregnant due mid-November. And so she is going to be a little tied up around Christmas. I mean, we are doing some Christmas shows, but not a full-blown huge tour like we usually do. So we might have to put the Christmas album off till next year because she's getting a Christmas present of her own.
Yeah. That's great.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. A nice Christmas surprise. They weren't expecting, but they're excited.
That's great.
That's great.
Well, Shelley, we do appreciate you taking some time out to tell us about the event and your ongoing ministry. We'll be praying for you and for the event.
Thank you so much, and look forward to meeting your daughter there, hopefully.
Sounds good. We'll make a point
of
it.
Okay.
God bless.
Well, you guys take care and have a great day.
You too. Thanks.